So, it's the 29th of February. It only happens once every 4 years. Why do we all have to work an extra day every 4 years? Let's find out. You got to look before
you leave. We've not had one for the previous 4 years, and we won't have one for the next four either. So what's so special about a date which doesn't even exist three quarters of the time? Well, the calendar year is 365 days, but the astronomical year, how long it takes for the Earth to go round the Sun, takes slightly longer. About 6 hours longer, in fact, which is why every 4 years, those accrued 24 hours are balanced out by adding an extra day. Without it, the two calendars would gradually slip out of sync, and within no time, well, 600 or 700 years at least, we'd be celebrating Christmas in the middle of the summer months. We've got Julius Caesar to thank for the innovation which kept Christmas in December and the summer holidays, well, in the summer. So, what are the people born on the 29th of February? Well, aside from pretending to be 10 years old when they're really closer to 40, their official age depends on where they're born. People in the UK, for instance, born on the 29th, legally turn 18 on March the 1st. They're sometimes called leaplings, and some famous leap year babies include the Wigan goalkeeper Mike Pollitt, actor Joss Ackland, and Cilla from Corrie. Oh, and the other thing that February the 29th is famous for is as a traditional opportunity for the lady in a relationship to ask the gentleman for his hand in marriage rather than the other way round.
Oh, right. So, could love be in the air in Darlington? Let's find out a little bit more now with our reporter, Lisa McCormack. Lisa, tell us what's going on.
Good morning, Ali. Now, I'm going to have to talk a little bit quietly here because I'm in Naomi Bartholomew's living room here. Her partner, Andy's in another room. He thinks that I'm interviewing Naomi about childcare costs, right? We've told him that if he switches the radio on, it's going to interfere with the equipment. So I think he bought it. Naomi, of course, that's not the reason we're here today, is it?
No, not at all. I'm going to propose on air and hope to God that he says yes.
Are you feeling nervous?
Sick to the pit of my stomach.
And do you think he's got any idea?
No, he's just so trusting. He's just absolutely totally bought the story about you coming to interview me about childcare costs and cost of living as a family in today's society.
And he hasn't got any sort of inkling at all?
No, none whatsoever.
I guess you want to get him in here then and sort of break it to him. Do you want to give him a call there? He's in another room. I'm just going to sit here. There's a ring in it. I don't want to talk too loudly because she's gone to call him in. He thinks that we don't want to talk to him. He's fair enough, he believes. It's fine. So I'm just going to... anyway.
OK, I've kind of got you in under false pretences here. Don't disappear. nothing about this relationship has ever been conventional.